On her trip aboard the GAN between Adelaide and Darwin, reporter Carolyn Jasinski meets an ex-stockman, Ted Dowsett, who's as old as the GAN itself. That's 91 years. Ted, who left school and was a stockman on one of the Kidman stations by the age of 14, always loved riding the rails and reminisces on his long, healthy life in the saddle and his secret to longevity.
Ted, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. We've been travelling now for a couple of days and you are the absolute superstar on board, isn't it?
Oh, God. A bit embarrassing at times.
No, I think they've treated you lovely, but honestly, you are the nicest character. And what a fluke, having your birthday. You were born the year that the GAN made its first trip, didn't you?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So this is not your first time on the GAN, is it?
Oh, no, I've had trips in just about every route that they've been on.
Oh, that's amazing. We were having a chat yesterday, and you were telling me how it's changed so much. So just to give everybody a picture, we're sitting in a platinum cabin and it's very flash. We've got a beautiful sofa, got a massive window which opens up to the world, doesn't it? We can just sit and watch the world go by.
Oh, yeah.
But your first trip on the GAN?
On the big one right through.
Yes.
Yes.
But your first trip only went as far as Alice Springs, didn't it?
Well, only Oonadatta for a start.
You used to get off at Oonadatta, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why was that?
That's as far as the train went.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And why did you go to Oonadatta?
I was working on Macumba Station, one of Kidman's stations.
One of Kidman's stations. What were you doing?
Stockman. Yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing job. When was that?
I was about 14.
You were 14?
About 14, when I was about 14.
So you left home as a 14-year-old?
Well, as soon as I left school, you had to go until you were 14.
Yep.
And I blew through the bush.
You flew through?
Yeah.
So what was the GAN like back then?
Oh, rough enough. They were all big wooden seats all one side. And
like planks?
Oh, yeah, they were all little pieces of
Wood.
Of wood, yeah.
So you sat facing in
right along the one window.
Wow, no air conditioning, I'm guessing?
No air conditioning, no lounges.
No.
And no feed.
So if you wanted, no feed?
No.
Times have changed, haven't they?
Yeah.
We haven't stopped eating
last... Yeah, that's for sure.
It's a mobile feast on board the GAN.
Yeah.
All the food and beverages you want.
All
so back on that one, if you wanted to sleep,
You slept on the floor, or some of them used to sleep in the luggage racks up the top.
God, as a 14-year-old, I bet you would have fit, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you sleep up there?
No. Rolled me swag out on the floor.
God, times have changed. Wow. So how long were you at the station at Macumba on?
About 18 months, and then I got a telegram from a chap in Darwin to offer me £6 a week, where I was only getting £3 a week.
Double the money?
Yeah.
Can't refuse that.
Yeah. But they said, well, go, if you don't like it, come back.
Oh, that's good.
So I had to catch a goods train up to Alice Springs.
Yeah.
Then a transport to orbit from there up to Darwin.
Yeah.
Walked into a butcher shop in Darwin.
Yeah.
Only 3,000 people in the straight after the war.
So there's only 3,000 population in Darwin?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I walked in this butcher shop and there's my father.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. I hadn't seen him for quite a few years.
Wow, how did that go?
Eh?
How did that go? Was it a good reunion?
I nearly fell over.
Oh, bet you
did. Yeah.
So did you end up working with him or living?
No, he run the butcher shop and I was head ringer on Stapleton Station.
Wow.
Which is...
station or...
No.
A park?
A park.
A national park?
A national park, that's... Just below
not Litchfield? Litchfield.
That's where I used to be head ringer.
Head ringer. Okay. Yeah. And how was that?
Good. Sergeants owned it.
Yeah.
But Dad sort of managed it. That's how I got the job. £6 a week, which was big money.
Big money back then.
Yeah. Sugar.
And you were there, how long were you there?
I was there for about 8 months.
Yeah.
I had a blue with the old man.
Oh.
Because he never knew anything about cattle.
Okay.
And
so he's trying to tell you what to do.
Yeah. So I said, up, and I went back to Macumba.
You can't see Ted's finger gestures here. That's very funny. So you went back to Macumba?
Yep.
At Unadatta?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. And the GAN at that stage, I know it was only going to Unadatta, and apparently you had to catch three trains to get to Alice at one stage, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then they made it all the way one way.
Yeah.
Changed the gauges, didn't they?
Yeah.
So this is your first one from Adelaide to Darwin?
Right through, yes.
Wow. And yeah. Oh, it's hectic, isn't it?
Oh, it's a wonderful trip.
Oh, it's fabulous, isn't
it? Yeah.
What's your favourite part?
I think everything, all along.
It is really wonderful. Yeah. I know we joked about the food, but it is beautiful.
Well, and the food is beautiful. Yeah. You know, I've had mostly meat and they're so tender.
Tender, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. And I love how they put all those native ingredients in it. So one night there was saltbush.
Yeah.
And then there was succulents.
Yeah.
And the menus are quite... They're pretty, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're beautiful artwork. But, I love that. And they tailor all the wine selections to where you're travelling.
Yeah, I only have Bundy. Bundy and Coke.
So somebody told me your secret to living so long and so healthy is what?
Oh, well, Bundy. Bundy and not worrying.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a good secret.
It's no good worrying, you know.
No.
What will be, will be.
That's right. How did you come to get on this trip?
Oh, I decided I was going to get on it.
And I
bought a gold class.
Yeah.
But then they found out I was the same age as a GAN, so...
And you became the celebrity.
Yeah.
And they upgraded you.
Yeah, upgraded me, yeah.
That's fabulous.
It is.
I love it too. So we're sitting here and it's a beautiful lounge and we've got a coffee table. But when you go to dinner...
Yes,
we've come back from the Outback experience in Katherine, let me tell you, where they... Tom Curtin, he's a country and western singer. And we've just had a really fantastic show. He's showed us how he breeds horses, or trains horses. Them in. And trains dogs. Now, I knew that, you know, you could tell something about a horse by the way their ears moved.
Yeah.
But I had no idea exactly what it was.
Oh, their horses are really good. You know,
if you can read them, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you can read them really well.
Yeah.
Did that show bring you... Did that bring back memories?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It did me. I'm in million, didn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I was looking at you watching the show, and it was amazing to watch, and the memories must be fabulous.
Yeah,
did you want to get up on the saddle?
Yeah, but I couldn't even. I wouldn't be able to show my legs lay over and that, let alone, you know, these steps and that just about get me.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I stayed back to help you get out the bus.
Yeah, no,
I didn't need to help you do anything.
No, I can do it as long as I, just carefully. I'm the same way home, and that, you know, whatever I do, I got to sort of work out, make sure my legs were placed right.
But you don't need help. You are the fittest 91-year-old. Well, you're not 91 yet, are you?
October is
the birthday.
Yep.
Now we were talking about it's a bit tiring, all the stuff that we've done. It's been fantastic, hasn't it? It's not just sitting there. There are times where you can just sit back and watch the world go by, and I love watching the scenery.
That's what I do. I sit here, even in the night time, I watch to see if I can see a light.
Yes.
And I thought, well, there was a station there.
Yeah.
You know, because it's between, you know, each station.
It's a long way. Yeah. And you'd have a really good idea of what was there. And when we left Adelaide, you were pointing out homesteads and stuff. And we were looking at how green it was.
Yeah.
Now we're up near Katherine and it's so dry.
Yeah, it is, yes.
It's quite amazing.
Yeah.
But we were asking Ned, the bus driver, and he was saying, no, this is pretty normal for this time of year over the last few years.
Yeah.
But they haven't had a good wet for ages.
We used to have some good trips. When the wife was like, we used to always come up here every year. When the Melbourne Cup is...
On November.
Week, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not the Melbourne Cup, which one early in the piece.
Adelaide Cup.
Yeah. We'd leave there and then we'd come up to the Daly River.
Oh, fantastic.
Every year.
Yeah.
Mm, the wife and I. And
what a great trip.
Yeah.
And what great memories.
Oh, that was great. They were the greatest things of life. We'd never come to Darwin much going to Darwin and get some supplies. And
yeah.
And there's one chap who used to make the home brew there for all of you, more or less.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and that we'd always sit there in the morning and that and drink. Yeah.
So when you get to Darwin, we get there this afternoon about 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Are you staying in Darwin for a while?
Only a couple of days. I've got to get on the helicopter the crocodile choker. The Outback
Wrangler.
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Have you done that before?
No.
Oh.
No. Well, my daughter, I've got to meet my daughter up there and my granddaughter.
Yeah. And you're meeting them.
They'll pick me up at the train and then I don't know when I'll go. It's already been paid for. Well, I haven't paid my daughter yet, our granddaughter, but...
I reckon you'd get away without that.
Yeah, I might. No.
Do you reckon you'd come back on the GAN again?
Oh, I was only saying here about an hour ago, and I said I couldn't mind if you'd do it again next year.
Yeah, I reckon...
But it might...
Do the return.
The return.
Do you know, I think that's a really good idea, because this has been pretty hectic of all the things. We saw Sunrise at Marla.
Mm.
You've had TV and radio interviews galore.
Yeah.
And then we did, Alice Springs. I did Simpson Gorge. And did you hop on a tour?
I went with the birds and all that.
Oh, the desert parks.
Yeah, desert park.
And we've got Catherine this morning.
Yeah.
We've been out here. Some people have gone to the gorge and... We went to the Outback Experience.
Yeah, I've been to the gorge a dozen times.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's still beautiful. But
it is.
I wanted to see this cattle. Yeah. I'm so glad we went and saw Tom. He was... That was enlightening.
It was good.
Really brilliant. Good. Yeah. And it's not some kitsch show, is it?
It's
exactly what he does every day to train horses and dogs. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Mm.
And then Darwin, so I'm actually lucky. I'm coming back. On the train.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Oh, I am very
all
lucky.
All the way?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
Right.
Back
right.
home. But
you were in Adelaide then?
Yeah, Adelaide Gill.
Oh, yeah. Where about?
So, I live north of Adelaide, not too far, but you're at Woodville, aren't you?
Woodville Gardens.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
No, that's not...
I know it's in demand.
Everybody's wanting to cost you anything though.
No.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate you chatting to me.
Yeah.
You've got so many great stories to tell.
Mm. Oh yeah, I could ramble on, if people are interested, I got guns filming, photos and that on the iPad and everything. Oh,
fantastic.
That's everything. If you get a chance, just give
we'll have another chat.
Yeah. All right. Because I'll show you some of the photos. Of station and I used to ride in rodeos and I used to ride in Speedway at Royley Park.
That must be the secret to you, having such a wonderful life, is it? You were so active.
Yeah, well, as I say, we never stood around.
Yeah.
We'd be up the river camping and the caravan and that fishing.
Fantastic.
And that, yeah.
Thank you so much for chatting.
Okay,
thanks.
Dear.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Caroline Jasinski was speaking with 91-year-old GAN passenger Ted Dowsett en route from Adelaide to Darwin and back.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.